It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. The frauds have been exposed in this week's Swamp Swami Top 25. As the media tries to keep you and I focused on the initial 12-team playoff scramble, some former contenders are ready for this season to end. Let's take a look at several college football teams which have blown a tire coming down the home stretch. Number one, did we really think that LSU was a playoff contender? For the past 3 weeks, LSU has been exposed as a college football playoff fraud. Yes, they have. The formerly 6-1 Tigers led Texas A&M 17-7 at halftime just 3 weeks ago in College Station, Texas. And after trotting back onto Kyle Field to play the second half of that game, the Bayou Bengals have been outscored by a whopping 100-35, all of that on national TV, over the next 2.5 games. After losing the game to the Aggies, the LSU Tigers were then embarrassed at home 42-13 by Alabama and quarterback Jalen I Love LSU Milrow. Last Saturday, the struggling Florida Gators, now 5-5, beat the Tigers in Gainesville 27-16 and dropped LSU to 6-4. Goodbye playoffs. Hello, Citrus Bowl. But it's not only LSU which has blown a tire in the last few weeks. I see you hiding out there, Nebraska. After a rousing 5-1 start, the Cornhuskers were on the verge of their first non-losing season since 2016. With the Big Red fans juiced about ending this 8-year slump, Nebraska head football coach Matt Rhule's team has now lost 4 straight games to sink to 5-5. With 2 games left in this season, Nebraska must either defeat 5-5 Wisconsin this Saturday afternoon or win on the road at 6-4 Iowa to break their frustrating streak and become bowl eligible. And let's badger Wisconsin while we're at it, too. After dropping its 3rd straight game in a difficult 16-13 home loss to unbeaten Oregon Saturday afternoon, Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell fired his offensive coordinator Phil Longo on Sunday. That's his name, Longo. The 5-5 Badgers are 34th out of 134 FBS teams on defense. That's good. But rank a woeful 97th out of 134 teams with their ineffective and sluggish offense. Hence, that's why the offensive coordinator was just fired. With tough games remaining at 5-5 Nebraska this week and at home against rival 6-4 Minnesota, Badgers coach Luke Fickell might want to polish up his own resume just in case. And boom, the Sooner Schooner is now limping to the finish line. After racing out to a 3-0 start, the Oklahoma Sooners' initial season in the SEC has become increasingly more difficult by the week. After grabbing a 27-21 SEC win at 4-6 Auburn, OU has now lost its last 4 SEC games to Texas, South Carolina, Ole Miss, and Missouri. And it won't get any easier. The 5-5 Sooners will now host 8-2 Alabama on Saturday and then travel to Tiger Stadium to finish the season against 6-4 LSU. UL Monroe's losing streak has now reached 4 straight games. After racing out to the school's best ever FBS start at 5-1 this year, the ULM Warhawks dropped their 4th straight game on Saturday. Losing 48-14 to SEC member Auburn wasn't exactly unexpected, but the 5-5 Warhawks are still trying to reach 6 wins in order to play in just their second bowl game in the last 30 years. UL Monroe now travels to play 6-4 Arkansas State on Saturday in Jonesboro and will finish at home with a game against 8-2 Sunbelt rival UL Lafayette. Other early season contenders have also lost their momentum. Just a few weeks ago, the Navy midshipmen were 6-0 and ranked in both the AP and the SwampSwamiSports.com Top 25. A month later, the anchor is dropped, with Navy losing 3 of its last 4 games. But they do still have a chance to ruin rival Army's 9-0 season in early December. Anybody remember the 7-0 Pitt Panthers? In the last 3 weeks, Pitt has now lost 3 straight conference games and has been virtually eliminated from the ACC title race at 7-3. The Mean Green of North Texas ran out to a 5-1 start this fall, but with 4 straight losses in the last month, the bowl visions of now 5-5 North Texas are now wavering with 2 games to go. And out west, the Oregon State Beavers started the season 4-1. Alas, Bucky has dropped 5 in a row to drop to 4-6 with games remaining against 8-2 Washington State and 9-1 Boise State. Timber! Let's flip the script and give some credit right now to the extremely tight race for the Mid-American Conference title. 3 teams are tied for first place with 5-1 conference records. The 6-4 Miami, Ohio Redhawks have caught fire recently and are on a 5-game winning streak. Bowling Green, also 6-4, is rolling on a 4-game winning streak, and the Ohio University Bobcats at 7-3 have won 3 games in a row. 3 more teams, though, Western Michigan, Buffalo, and Toledo, are just 1 game back in the MAC standings at 4-2. And with just 2 weeks to go in this season, this conference is setting up for a photo finish. Time now to check out the SwampSwamiSports.com College Football Top 25 rankings for the week ending Saturday, November 16, 2024. Our number 25 team this week, speaking of the Pac-2, the Washington State Cougars. At number 24 from the Sun Belt, UL Lafayette at 8-2. Also at 8-2 from the Big 12, it's Iowa State. At number 22 from the Sun Belt Conference at 8-2, it's James Madison. Our number 21 team this week from the SEC is Texas A&M. They'll visit 4-6 Auburn on Saturday night at 6:30, that game on ESPN. Number 20 from the ACC at 8-2 is Clemson. 19 this week from the Big 12 Conference is Arizona State, and they are home for a great game against 9-1 BYU. That will be Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on ESPN. Number 18 this week, moving on up, is Colorado from the Big 12. Colorado's on the road for a tough road game at 4-6 Kansas, who's gotten feisty lately. That game is at 2:30 p.m. Saturday on Fox. And now a special rating. We have numbers 14, A, B, C, and D, instead of 14, 15, 16, and 17. Let me explain. Coming in at number 14D this week from the SEC at 8-2, it's Tennessee. Now, Tennessee lost their game on Saturday night to number 14C, Georgia, at 8-2, who lost their game to 14B, Alabama, who's 8-2. And travels to 5-5 Oklahoma, by the way, this Saturday, 6:30 p.m. on ABC. And our number 14A team this week from the SEC also is Ole Miss, who travels to 5-5 Florida Saturday for an 11 a.m. kickoff on ABC. Got all that? Coming in at number 13 this week, our first 9-2 team from the American Conference is the Memphis Tigers. Number 12, just ahead of them, also from the American Conference at 9-2, the Tulane Green Wave. Now our one-loss team, starting with number 11 this week, the Penn State Nittany Lions, who will visit 6-4 Minnesota at 2:30 p.m. Saturday on CBS. Number 11 this week from the ACC, the Miami Hurricanes. At number 9, 9-1 this week from the ACC, it's SMU, and the Ponies will ride into 5-5 Virginia for an 11 a.m. game Saturday on ESPN2. Number 8 from the SEC, the Texas Longhorns at 9-1, who will entertain 4-6 Kentucky 2:30 p.m. Saturday on ABC. Number 7 this week from the Mountain West at 9-1, it's Boise State. Moving up to number 6 this week, Notre Dame, who will have a big game this week against 9-0 Army. That game is Saturday night at 6 p.m. on NBC. Also at 9-1, number 5, Brigham Young, who drops down just a little bit and has to travel to 8-2 Arizona for a big game Saturday afternoon on ESPN. Our top-rated one-loss team at 9-1 is Ohio State University, and they'll host 10-0 Indiana. Great game Saturday morning, 11 a.m. on Fox. There are 3 unbeaten teams remaining. Our number 3 team this week from the American Conference, the Army. And they'll march into Notre Dame Saturday night at 6 p.m. for a big game on NBC. 10-0 this week, for the first time in school history, at number 2, it's Indiana. And the Hoosiers will travel to Ohio State at 11 o'clock Saturday morning for a big game on Fox. And our number 1 team again this week, from the Big Ten, at 11-0, the only 11-0 team in the land, the Oregon Ducks. Woo! Oregon is off this weekend, and then we'll host 5-5 Washington. Come back and check us out next week. I'm Swamp Swami.